Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Really excited to welcome back to our program today recording artist Antoine Dunn. He's an individual I've gotten to love his music over the years, and it's been great being able to share his journey with you guys over the years as well. For those that listen to our daily morning show, you know that he is our artist of the week, so you guys have been hearing his single, I Am There, on the news side. You all will be hearing it here on our conversation today, but we're going to talk to Antoine not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share it with all of you, as well as about the special Kickstarter campaign he has going on right now, where he allows you to be a part of his upcoming project. In fact, we're going to give you guys a little teaser of his single, I'm Going to Love You Today, as well as let you guys know how you can support Antoine and his upcoming efforts. Antoine, hello to you, and welcome back to the program, man.
Cyrus, how are you, man?
Hey, doing really good. Glad to have you back on, man. It's always a pleasure to, you know, to have who I consider friends back on the show, and you've kind of become one of those people. You know, there's so much for us to talk about. We're going to be talking about the Kickstarter campaign as well. But, you know, Antoine, let's talk about this journey, because you have had what has already been, by many people's standards, I mean, exactly what they would want for their career. You've had music on the radio. You've had videos played on BET. You've been able to go out and meet your fans. You've been able to open from some amazing artists. What has this experience been like for you to not only do what you love, but to be able to see that recognized?
It's been a an experience that's not easy. But at the end of the day, anytime you can wake up and do what you love to do, anytime you can wake up and inspire other people to do what it is that they love to do, it's a good thing. There are challenges, but it's worth it, and sometimes it's just amazing. Yeah. You just don't know from day to day when you get that call, and it's like, oh yeah, well, we want you to go on this tour, and you're like, really? Or you want me to come and, you know, produce on this album or do this or do that? So it's something that I just feel incredibly lucky, you know what I mean, and just blessed. You know, I certainly feel like it's bigger than me. It's beyond me, you know. So, yeah. That's...
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because I think one of the things that happens, I know this has been true for me for sure, is that people can sometimes see in you what sometimes it takes you a while to see in yourself. When did it become real for you that you had this gift that people really appreciated?
Hmm. Wow, that's interesting. I think that when I first started singing, I didn't even really want to sing. My parents, there was a musician who played at my parents' wedding, who just so happened to be my middle school music teacher. And, you know, one day he says, he heard me like just humming, and he says, you know, you should try out for the choir. I'm like, try out for the choir. And I'm like, eh, all right. So I try out for the choir, and I end up making it. But even then, you know, it wasn't apparent to me how my music or how me sharing my story affected other people. I think that happened when I went on tour with Anthony Hamilton for the first time. Mm. And we did the Woo Tour, and we pulled into Chicago, and we played House of Blues. And immediately, following that show, you know, I always go in the audience, and I kind of meet the people who are in the front row and stuff like that. And there was this lady who just stood up, man, and she was in tears, and she gave me this hug, and she said, you know, your story is so inspiring. You know, I feel so uplifted. And she was just encouraging me to keep going and keep doing what it is I've been doing. And long story short, for the past 3 years, she's been keeping up with me on Facebook and social media. So that definitely was a paramount moment for me at House of Blues in Chicago. That was amazing.
Well, you know what? I think it's great to be able to have those pinch me moments. You know, I've noticed when I was prepping for this segment, you know, it's been great being able to check in with you over the years. But those who are staying connected with you at Antoine Dunn on Twitter, they of course see the picture of you, of course, on Cleveland Magazine's, and there you were voted, of course, Cleveland Magazine's most interesting singer songwriter of 2014. What does that feel like? I mean, and what does that mean to you? Is that like a validation for you, Antoine, not only of the hard work and doing the work, or what, when you get a recognition like that, what does that mean to you?
Cyrus, it means a lot. I mean, I couldn't. That's the only way that I can answer that. It means. I really can't say how much it means. It's almost an insurmountable kind of thing because, for me, even when I met you, you know, and even when we talked before, you know, either I'm in Mississippi or I'm in D.C. or New York, but to come home and after everything that's happened over the past couple of years and to come home and to get that call, hey, you know, we're calling from Cleveland Magazine. We would like to extend, you know, this kind of honor to you just for being someone from Cleveland that's doing amazing things. That was huge because, you know, as you know, Northeast Ohio is full of a longstanding legacy of musicians who are just amazing. So it just really feels great to kind of like join that legacy of talented people from Northeast Ohio, and it's just a humbling thing, and I'm just incredibly happy that it happened, you know?
Right, exactly. Well, you know what? I know your fans literally around the world are happy for you as well that have been staying connected with you. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Glad to welcome back to our program recording artist Antoine Dunn. We're talking to him not only about the journey to doing the music that he loves, but also what it's been like for him to have that recognized. He also has a Kickstarter campaign that's going up, gearing up for his new music. You guys will be actually hearing a teaser of that just a little bit later. But right now we're going to gear up to hear the single that our news lovers have been hearing all this week. Hey, Antoine, that is the single I Am. That song, you know, means a lot to you. I remember the last time that we were on the program, we were talking about it. Tell us a little bit about that single and why it does have such meaning for you.
Yeah, I Am. I remember a colleague of mine once telling me how she felt about I Am. And the way she described it is the way that I'll describe it. And she said, you know, this is one of my devastatingly beautiful favorite songs. You know, I Am is a song that speaks to hardships and trials and tribulation and hope, you know, and just a sense of wanting to be taken out of problems. You know, taken out of the things that make you feel the pressures of life, which ultimately sometimes comes down to time. You know, you may feel, hey, I don't have the time to become who I want to become. You know, I don't have the time to turn this around. I don't have the time to do this or do that. So I Am really just kind of highlights all of that and how you could really want to take yourself out of time and space and everything that you are.
Yeah. I think that is the thing. It's a great message. And for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Antoine Dunn with his single, I Am. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Antoine right after this. You guys stay where you are.
A stolen car and a broken heart is all I have to show for this part of my life. And I've tried to stay, but I've gone too far from you. It's like I don't even know you. It's like every time that I try to revive all the love that was there once before, and it's just not enough. I feel like I'm running out of time, and I don't even know what's next. Don't know if you'll be here. Don't know if I'll regret. Feels like I'm running out of time. may not even know my name, or if I'll ever be the same. If you are not here one day, so please take me out of time, me out of space, me out of everything that I am. That I love's my loss because it's far, because it's hard, because it's not easy. And who's to say I'm the one to say I'll return to you one day? But I know that I need to. Every time that I try to remind you that I never left you, though I'm not by your side, I say I feel like I'm running out of time, and I don't even know what's next.
Talking to Antoine not only about the journey to doing the music that he's been able to do, but also having that recognized, not only, of course, around the world, but locally as well. One of the great things I think about, you know, being able to do what you do. You know, Antoine, I want to talk about how important it's been for you to control, you know, what is your brand, because, you know, you have an audience that, you know, reaches because of social media, especially, you know, around the world. I mean, how important has that been for you to make sure that people are getting you and everything that is said and everything that we're able to hear?
Well, Cyrus, it's incredibly important. I think that to be an artist and to create art, I think you have to live life. And, you know, the worst thing is to live life, but then to be able to not necessarily be able to convey what it is that you're living or what it is that you're going through to your fans or to the people who are following you. For whatever reasons, you know, whether you're trying to put business before art or whether it's for, you know, you trying to fit what's going on in the markets at the time or what the sound of the moment is. So for me, it's always been important to be able to be myself. And, you know, that's essentially why right now, as we were talking about earlier, which I'm sure we'll get to later, about the Kickstarter campaign,
yeah.
I say in the teaser video, you know, hey, my artistic philosophy just says that I just want to be true to myself. You know, I want to be able to just create music that's from the heart and just be myself in the studio, out of the studio, on the street, wherever it is that
right.
I am, kind of like what you see is what you get.
Exactly. Well, let's go ahead and talk about that, because one of the things that I think is so interesting, I knew I wanted to talk to you about that we did not talk about when we set up this conversation, Antoine, is the hashtag you've been using. The hashtag is Let's Love Good Music. What does that mean to you, and how important is that for you as you are, you know, involved in this Kickstarter campaign when it comes to your upcoming release?
Well, as you're aware, my slogan is Where Good Music Lives.
Mm-hmm.
So When we were thinking about the Kickstarter campaign and kind of just how to word things and like kind of like what is it that we're doing? You know, what are we trying to accomplish here? What do we want people to invest in? What do we want people to feel? And we want people to feel collectively that it's a movement towards just loving good music. And without saying that there's any type of music that is bad music, just embracing something that's honest, that's pure, that's true, and that truly just contributes positive vibrations to the global music community. And that's really what it means, is let's love good music. Let's. It means all of us. Music has the power to change people. And I think you can vouch for that. Anyone ever woke up in the morning
right.
and they're in a crappy mood, and then they turn on one of their favorite songs, and then it's like, oh, man, it's on and popping, you know? So that's essentially what it's all about, is that as a community of music lovers, we got to keep loving good music, you know, because our children have to love good music, and their children's children have to love good music. It's so essential to culture and just life, you know?
Right. And I bring that up because, as I said, you know, you are embarking now on this campaign, and not only, of course, being able to prepare yourself for the new release, but now you're allowing the world to kind of be a part of that. You know, I have to tell you, I remember when we first talked about this, as a control freak, a self-professed one, I have to say, you know, it is one of the scariest things for me to put anything that I'm doing in the hands of anyone else. Not saying that they can't do it, but
mm-hmm.
just knowing that at the end of the day, it's gonna be back on me. Was it an easy decision for you to say, you know what, I want to do this, I want to continue to make great music, and I'm going to reach out to my fans and let them be a part of it? Was that easy for you?
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say no. And primarily because when you embark on something like this, even if you want to run a marathon, and you have a concern, and I think sometimes you just have to look at what is a victory to you.
Mm.
And for me, getting this campaign done, you know, taking that initiative, and saying like, hey, I'm going to work on the branding piece of it. You know, I'm going to work on the wording of it. I'm going to work on the video. I'm going to work on what it is that I want people to know, that I want people to invest in. And I think that those were victories in this project before it even became about the people,
mm-hmm.
and before it was even in their hands. And you know, of course, I would love more backers. Right now, we've got 8 backers, which is great, because what that does tell me is that, hey, there are people out there who believe in this and who believe in what it is that we're doing. And I'm sure that throughout the rest of the campaign, the next 23 days, I would love to see that number jump, you know, and grow immensely. But it wasn't an easy decision. It wasn't an easy decision, but again, you know, I already consider it to be victorious.
Right. And I think that's the great thing. And then, too, as you said, you know, it kind of begins, it's almost like what we talk about on the show, Antoine, about the time, about the pebble thrown in the pond and the ripple effects that kind of go out from it. And I think that is the thing. And I think, you know, if we can look at our lives like that, I think it's inspiring, though. That's the other thing I want to say to you, is that it's inspiring because it shows that, you know what, that you realize this is bigger than you. it really is about something, you know, something bigger. And I think it is about being able to provide, you know, good music. And so you're really kind of putting us all, I think, you know, on notice that if you really want good music, these are the kind of projects and these are the ways that you can be a part of it. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you want, you know, good music, hey, this is something right here that you can invest in. You know, I don't want to have any more conversations about people who are tired of turning on the radio or, you know, who are tired of hearing this type of song or that type of song. You know, this is an opportunity for people to stand up and say, hey, we want to get behind this because it's something true, it's honest, it's pure, and it can really kind of help point the direction of the industry back to where it is that everyone would like to see it go.
That's right. That is so true. And one of the things that you've been able to do is you mentioned the video earlier. And again, and I want to ask you this, and you can answer it however you want to, because I didn't say I was going to ask you this. But it's,
great.
It's an obvious question, I believe, because when I was watching the video, because you and I had talked about the campaign, but then when I watched the video, that to me was the most vulnerable that I have seen you, really laying it out there for your fans, who you are, what you want to do for them. Would you agree that that is the most vulnerable you've been for them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that in order for us to grow as people, I think we need to understand that you can't do it alone.
Right.
And as someone, you know, like myself, I'm a confident person. I'm confident in my skill set and what it is that I can do and my ability to finish things. With that being said, this goes back to that whole time conversation. We're talking about what I am and the concept behind that song is that, you know, your most valuable asset is time.
Right.
So your only way to truly get ahead of the curve is to make your operation bigger than you. And, you know, when I create music, when I started, it was about me. But when I started to figure out, like, hey, this story that I just told about my experience became therapeutic for Cyrus, you know, or became therapeutic for this young lady in Chicago or this person over here in New York, that's when you really figure out, like, whoa, music has the power to change people and really influence the outcome of their lives in a way. Because if we can manage to stay motivated, we can do anything.
That's right. And I think that's what you're showing us. We can do anything, but we have to be willing to put forth the effort. And one of the things that you've allowed us to do here in our program that we appreciate is we're going to actually hear a sample of, just a sample, everybody, of the single, I'm Gonna Love You. Talk to us a little bit, though, about that song, Antoine, and why you're excited about it.
The song, okay, I'm Gonna Love You is... it's like a new chapter, you know, in the book of Antoine Dunn, if you will, if I'm allowed to say that. I Wanna Love You is that song that says quite purely and boldly, you heard who I was, you heard what I started with, and now you get a chance to hear, you know, what I've been doing in my downtime. You get to see the growth. You get to hear the growth. And you can see how the sound has kind of transformed and how it's broadened a bit. But at the end of the day, the common denominator is still, hey, I'm still singing a song, you know? So I'm just really excited about it. It truly speaks to someone surrendering themselves to love.
Yeah. Well, that's powerful. Well, here is that sneak peek, and then we're going to let you guys know how you can be a part of the Kickstarter campaign that Antoine Dunn has. Here is your snippet of I'm Gonna Love You. We'll be back with our final moments with Antoine right after this. Stay with us.
And I'm trying to save us. About our plans and everything we've lost and everywhere we've been. Oh, who it is that
All right, I told you it was just a snippet. There it is, the snippet of the single I'm Gonna Love You right here on Conversations Live. Antoine, thank you for sharing that with us. Now tell our listeners how they can be a part of this campaign and the movement to Let's Love Good Music and share that.
Absolutely. I mean, if people want to be involved in the project, one of the main things that you can do is you can go to my website, which is AntoineDunnExperience.com. AntoineDunnExperience.com. You can always keep in contact with me on social media at Antoine Dunn on Twitter, Facebook.com/IAmAntoineDunn, Instagram.com/IAmAntoineDunn. And when all else fails, guys, just really go to Google and just search Antoine Dunn. Everything right now for us is about loving good music and just spreading the love. That's what we want to do. So we really encourage everyone to get out there and make their pledges as soon as possible. There isn't that much time. So with that being said, I always have to spell my name, Cyrus, and you know that.
Right.
So you type it in Antoine Dunn. It's AntoineDunn. So Antoine Dunn Experience at Antoine Dunn on Twitter. At IAmAntoineDunn on Instagram, Facebook.com/IAmAntoineDunn.
All right, Antoine. Man, congratulations to you. Thank you so much for the time. And we'll continue to help get the word throughout the campaign. And we'll hope you'll come back. We'll love to share with you again soon.
Oh, absolutely, man. Thanks so much for your time, Cyrus.
Amen. We appreciate you. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great hour of Conversations Live for our radio audience, another great segment for those joining us online. If you came in late and you missed part of the show, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, the link is already waiting on you on our social media sites at Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. For our radio audience in Atlanta and Mississippi, you guys can check with your local stations to find out when the show will be re-airing in your area. I know it does, but you have to check with them to find out when. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.